So Sally will be with us in a minute or two, but we'll get going. So while we were on break, Eric and Sharon were re-architecting Excel.
Right. And so bottom line is you have $2 million to spend. If we take it down to 20%, and so we're going to flash up on the screen $2 million, and then you can allocate it based on, so, and I put what I heard is the needs, and then there could be some discussion. So what I heard, while he's getting that up on the screen is that, so this is where you want to allocate it: streets, transit, private development, and Troy Field. Those four things.
$2 million to do those four things.
You got that, so they're right up there.
Can you give us any kind of ballpark on Troy Field?
I say you would probably, you know, put a couple hundred thousand in there if you want it. As a down payment.
All right. Put that in there, Carolyn.
Okay, James, are you driving?
Yeah. James is driving.
Can you spell development correctly, please?
That was me.
I know.
That was me, not James.
I know. Oh. James would have had a correct. Thank you. Well played, James.
Before we get too excited about the $2 million, I'll just say as one member of the budget committee that I don't think we should do this at all. We shouldn't take $2 million out of the contingency.
Right now we haven't taken anything. Yeah. This is an exercise.
I'm just saying if we do this exercise, I'm not supporting taking $2 million out of the contingency.
And what's the rationale for that, Jim?
20%, you think,
Jim, what's your rationale?
I don't care where it goes.
Why don't you want it out to go? You just not comfortable with those levels yet?
I don't think this is the right venue to find out these policy questions about where the money goes. If this venue is about deciding whether the budget makes sense and was done in an ethical, professional manner.
Well, in the interest of being humane to our citizen members and ourselves, perhaps, I think, you know, Sharon and Eric have done a pretty heavy lifting effort. Victor's got some pretty cool analysis going on and some ideas. I would propose that we accept the budget as the budget committee, and then, as Jim's suggesting, we come back later as council and deliberate some of these kind of more philosophical and strategic kinds of positions, which is indeed what we're sort of tasked by the citizens with doing. And then I think we're within our sort of legal rights. We're not abusing our budget committee members and staying here ad infinitum. Does anyone think that's a bad idea? Does anybody feel like
that? Is that a motion you were making?
I will make that motion unless people think that this is a terrible move. I so move.
I will second that motion.
Seconded.
We have made
discussion.
There's discussion.
I thought Sharon said that there was a good reason not to do that.
No, the
10%.
So that's if council wants to increase. If council wants to increase any fund more than 10% when they adopt it in June, then we run into some timing issues. Right. However, once the budget is adopted and goes into effect July 1, then council has the authority to make changes through a supplemental budget process after adoption that does not require reconvening of the budget committee.
Unless it's over 10%.
Nope, they don't. The budget committee doesn't have to be reconvened
That's
at all.
That's before June only.
Yeah, only before June.
And I don't think we're talking about anything that hinges upon getting something before June anyway.
So I'll just point out that committee member Clinton brings up an excellent point, which has been discussed before at the budget committee, which is, what is our role? And Ms. Winters has pointed out in the past, our role is to approve or disapprove the budget. So that's a very good reminder. Correct me if I mischaracterized your words from 2 to 4 years ago.
The proposed budget or the budget as we discuss it and amend it?
That's up to you.
It's up to you. You have complete discretion if you want.
Well, there's a motion that's been set.
We're hearing this.
Well, we would propose this, and then we would leave open that. Of course, we can noodle on this some more. Of course, something could happen in June. Something could happen in December. And we keep working on it.
And I would.
I think, for my own opinion, it's totally okay for citizen members, just like the rest of us here, to make motions and to try to get their, you know, what they think is important for the community to have alterations in its budget. I remember once a long time ago, I successfully got $30K or something for neighborhood associations at the budget committee level, and that's totally cool. But on the other hand, you know, the real policy stuff probably ought to be fought out with the council. And I for one would commit to the idea that we heard version of earlier, which was that we reconvene the budget committee when the budgets, the revenues and the expenditures are better understood in sometime in the next fiscal year, like maybe as late as January, we would know the result of a ballot measure if it passed and so on. That would be a good time, I think, to enter and consider all this stuff. But now is also totally appropriate time. It's just a matter of if we can get the votes.
Mr. Chair, you know, from my perspective, it's about sending a message. And I think if we're seriously considering a fuel tax later, the message needs to be sent as a result of these deliberations, these efforts, that we've done everything that we possibly can to pursue funds from whatever corner of the budget we can find them and allocate them towards street preservation, because I think that that's, as I said, an important message.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so I as much as I would love to send all the citizens home and wrap this up as quickly as possible, as Nathan's motion certainly would do. I've got my Coke in front of me, and I'm caffeinated. And I can now form a complete sentence, so I'm ready to go.
Robin, you're supposed to give him water.
Mr. Lewis?
I can see Nathan's point, and ultimately I come with the knowledge that the council, and everybody has realized the council does set the policy, and the council can come back after this meeting is over and change the budget within a certain reason. But I still think that on some of these ideas, I think it would be maybe prudent just to boil them down to the one or two concepts that we have, get the input from maybe the citizen members, and then the council can go, we propose approving the budget, and then the council wants to make a decision later after there's more information on those one or two items. With the input of the citizen members, they can debate that, make that decision at that time. But I think we discuss it briefly, get our points out, and you take that into consideration like you do as if it were any other public hearing or something of that type.
Mr. Rhodes?
Oh, I'll abstain if you want.
You don't want to talk now, or you don't want to talk at all? All right.
See, now he's babbling.
I was going back to what the mayor said about, or committee member said about what the role. So the budget members are here because they have some experience in managing budgets, and they want to make sure that we're within best practices, apparently. Or, you know, whatever standard of industry they come from. And I think, so my learning lesson from all this is, the next time in 2 years, when the department heads come, then if we have something like roads hanging over our head, then you can bet I'm going to be asking every one of them, we need money out of you, like for roads, because we have this, you know, and that should be the, you know, next trip around. It seems like, because this is kind of the 11th hour, and I'm sorry to do this to you, but having learned, then, you know, that's what I'll take from this for the next step, is to try and find consensus ahead of time on some big overarching topic. If we think we need a sizable percentage increase in something, help us.
Ms. Russell?
Well, a lot of councils have kicked the road repair can down the road, and
so to speak.
And to stay on this mean, it's a pretty big nut to crack. And, you know, and so, you know, we can either focus more on roads and less on some of these other needs that departments have spent a lot of time and staff have spent a lot of time and energy fine-tuning and thinning and shaving again, you know, and be brave and step up to the opportunity that nobody's been brave big enough to step into. Or not. I mean, I think that's really the essence of the question that's sitting in front of us now. I mean, if it's true that our role is to look at this budget and to understand that it's responsible, it's a responsible budget, I mean, any budget is going to need fine-tuning, certainly depending on whether or not the economy grows or shrinks. I mean, you know, as Sharon expressed, you know, we're going to have to, you know, follow that. And so I think there, you know, if we're fortunate, the economy will expand and we'll have more opportunities and, you know, in terms of revenue, you know, I think this is a really difficult moment. I'm looking at Troy Field. I mean, you know, we're busting seams. You know, we're losing money again by having our facilities spread all over town. There's a solution, right? The streets are the same type of that solution. We, as a council and a community right now, are facing, you know, all again, if you look at private development engineering, you know, again, we're growing quickly. We need some solutions. We need money for those solutions. Like, again, how do we understand what to prioritize, where and when? And we as a council have spent a lot of time, and I know staff particularly, and I know Jim and I have probably been, and some of us have been more involved than others, in looking at all the different funding strategies and ways, and council is too, and addressing the streets. And I just feel like we can try different ways of solving that tonight, but frankly, I don't know that we have bandwidth, and I don't think we can gather the information, and maybe we really don't have to. And as much as I hugely respect all the work that you always do on budgets and your insight into that, I just, at the conclusion tonight, I'm not sure that this is the right moment or time to be doing that now.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I'm going to offer a little counter-inspiration, which is, I think if we just let this play out for another 2 minutes here and put in some numbers, let's see where it takes us.
Yep. Mr. Rigg?
Yeah, I'm supportive of this approach, and I'm provided the majority of the funds go to the streets. Whether that comes from a modification of the budget that we all vote on, or if you just approve the budget as presented, and I trust that the council will, you know, I've heard enough to know that the council shares that opinion, and so it doesn't really matter to me if we modify the budget and approve it, or if we leave that, you know, for the council to work out at a later date. I'm fine with that.
Mr. Janowski?
I would be willing to adopt this, but between now and the time, kind of our deadline for adoption, I do want to, you know, do the exercise that we're probably too tired to do now with regard to this contingency money, because I think it can be dropped down to 20%, and then also to look at the franchise fee as a source. And then also on top of that, perhaps pass the associated and make a motion that any increase in budget, unforeseen increases in tax revenue, first priority is street maintenance. So in other words, I'd like to have, we can kind of amend with that understanding, make amendment
to those understandings. To the motion?
To the motion.
That's fine, yeah.
Because I don't feel like I haven't squeezed this towel all the way in, that's what I would like to do. I know that we're chasing after nickels and dimes, but I do think it's worth doing, because, you know, I don't take raising taxes lightly, and it's not something that we should just kind of...
If that's a proposal for an amendment to the motion, I would second it.
So to look at the distribution of the contingency money to any extra revenue goes to streets, and then to just have over the next few weeks
this franchise
tradition. So that would be the amendment.
That is the amendment to the motion.
To the motion.
And it's been seconded.
So just for clarity, can we get it the whole thing so everybody can
just... So the motion is to adopt the budget as is with the allowance that council and perhaps budget committee in the future will continue to look at this, and an amendment to specifically continue this exercise and continue the work that you're doing to try to massage some more funds in the existing budget after this
specific district. Second thing is to look at the franchise fees. And the third thing was to amend the budget such that the first party for any increase in revenue would be to the street maintenance. And I think we did that a couple of years ago with the fire department, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
So three things.
One, first, we do the motion to approve the budget as is with look-sees down the road.
Yes. No, we have to vote on the amendment first.
Yeah, we do have to vote.
I understand.
And we're just
the amendment with your three things.
Yes.
And that's been seconded. So now...
There might be an additional amendment.
I'm still awake.
The amended amendment.
Are you still awake?
I am still present.
Which is that earlier I made a promise asking that we actually move some contingency funds within the accessibility program, within the accessibility fund. If you recall, there was $900,000 set aside within that fund for contingency, yes, and $148,000 of which was already programmed over the biennium for burial removal. And so what I'm suggesting is we reduce that contingency to $800,000 and take $100,000 of that and move it into the barrier removal, and make that $248,000. Burial removal.
You wish to take the $100,000 from future use and put it in present use.
Correct.
As the sum. And is that a motion that you're making?
That's an amendment to the motion.
Amendment to the amendment to the motion.
Correct.
Yeah. Nice.
So I have an amendment to the amendment to the motion that is
second.
Who says government's not efficient?
It's not changing Victor's amendment.
Yeah. Victor's fine with the amendment to his
second.
Amendment.
Second.
Question, Ms. Winters. There's an amendment to the amendment to the motion to accept the budget as is. And what committee member Knight has done has changed the scope of the original motion, because now he's going to change something in the original budget. Your opinion? Can we proceed?
It's better to withdraw the original motion and start off this.
Well, he can restate the motion.
We can clean it up. We can clean it up.
I mean, the line,
Withdraw my second.
Yeah, I mean, parliamentary procedure, usually you would vote on the first amendment, but the most important point is that you're all clear on what you're voting for and you all agree that that's what you're voting on.
Yeah, but the first motion was to accept the budget as is, and mine changes that.
So you've got your three items in mind still, Victor, right?
Yes.
Keep them present in mind. We're going to do a little smoke and mirror now. Would anyone like to withdraw their second? You withdrew your second?
I withdrew my second to Nathan.
It's a lot more.
kidding. Stated all.
Okay. So that has been withdrawn. So the amendments now are?
Yes.
Are gone. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Knight, would you like to make?
So I move that we accept the budget as is with the following changes. First, that to the barrier removal line item of $148,000.
In the accessibility construction fund?
In the accessibility construction fund, that be changed to $248,000, and that the contingency within that same fund be changed from $900,000 to $800,000.
Okay? Just say, the 900 is rounded, it's like 898 something.
Yeah, right.
So just say, reduce contingency by $100,000.
By the same amount.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Barb.
Since there may be potential other changes to the adopted budget, could I suggest you just make a motion to make that change in the budget rather than also adopt the budget without any other changes?
Mm-hmm. Right, so let's just do that one first.
Yeah, I agree with that language.
Cool.
Everybody clear about that?
Yes.
Any further discussion? Raise your hand if you'd like to discuss. No hands raised. All those in favor say, raise your hand and say aye.
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 All those opposed, raise your hand and say nay. The ayes appear to have. The motion is carried.
Okay,
so now your budget is with that in there.
Correct.
So now, go ahead. May I reintroduce the motion to accept the budget as amended, and with the provision that, and I'll let you restate your 3 points.
That we examine the distribution of the contingency fund, the $2 million from the contingency fund.
Can you say in the general fund?
In the general fund. That we examine the possibility of using franchise fees to
water sewer.
Water sewer. Water sewer is a franchise.
We're very excited.
On the street payments. And third, any future increase in expected revenues.
In the general fund?
In the general fund would go to street.
And second.
Can you clarify who you mean by we examine? You mean council examine?
Yes, council. Because I think Jim's right, those are policy.
So Mr. Boddy's motion has been seconded. Is there any discussion? Raise hand for discussion. There is no discussion. All those in favor, say, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Those opposed, raise your hand and say nay. The ayes have it, the motion's carried. So we have, therefore, a budget. For the city of Bend.
Woo!
We have a budget. Now, do we need to worry about taxes?
You need to read. Someone needs to read those.
Just a second here. Could we go back to that prioritization that I didn't like?
The spreadsheet.
With the $2 million contingency?
Sure.
Because I think it's a good exercise to get a feeling from the budget committee on how they would prioritize. And there may be some other things they would like to include in the five that are there and four that are there.
I think you could fill in one of those numbers, and that's 100,000 in transit, because that's the
no,
request.
No, no, no. Well, do you want per year or?
That's
oh,
it.
For, no, for, no. Yeah, so 200,000 for transit, because that's, yeah.
Because it would be really helpful. Yeah. We will have plenty of discussion on this later on, but just for purposes now, it'd be useful to kind of know where the citizen committee members are coming from on what they think is wrong with the budget that we just adopted.
So I missed last night. Private development wanted what?
We didn't have an exact amount, and we're going to look at other sources and what in the utilities, I think, as the mayor suggested. So this would be
blanks.
I don't know. I mean, just a target number.
Less than 100.
So I would just put
40% that
they're looking for 400. Yeah, they were looking for like basically 400. I wouldn't suggest all 400 for the general fund. Maybe I would say maybe 100 would be a place to start and
leave the rest for the streets.
And then and that's 1.5 for streets.
Yep.
So would that be 100 or 200 then? If it's a
50. I was thinking 100 total, 50 each year, but. I don't know.
Can we be conservative and make it 150? Why not?
Transit is scraping by. No pun intended.
They're being conservative, though, for sure.
misspoke. You're right, David.
So 1.5 million for streets. Is that, mm-hmm. Does anybody disagree with that? I would like to see more going to transit, but where are we going to get more to go? Well, that, yeah.
Out of streets.
Well, and that raises a good point. If you're putting your money into transit, you're taking more people off of the street and putting them in other modes of transportation that are more efficient and cause less wear and tear on the street system.
There's nothing that locks us into this. Well, in any case, I mean, the mayor was just saying a sense.
So. I personally would, I think the rest of the council would like to know where you're coming from. You've been through three nights of these meetings, plus quite a few others in the past, and you're more familiar with the budget than anybody else in town, so I think that's helpful to us when it comes to you doing the next phases of this making.
Well, then how about a concerted effort, Mr. Lewis?
I might not give you a definitive number, but I would give guidance that I would put more money in private development and also in, I would say, community development, community planning, because I think, and less in transit, because that's what I hear from the community, and ultimately we're taking these dollars from the general fund, and I believe that when I look around portions of our community that have been planned really nice, I guess I should say, or have good infrastructure, good amenities, the property values have soared, and they have added far more dollars than what you're looking at right here back into the general fund. So I look at those aspects actually being...
The property taxes only increase at 3% regardless...
Well, but what I'm getting at is if you get new development in our community, you get new... you get more tourism to our community, you get more money invested in our community by virtue of good development in our community, good infrastructure in our community than you get from transit. So I would err on the side of putting more money for the private development and other community development funds other than transit. And I think transit is going to come to a vote pretty soon, sooner rather than later. So I think let's hear what the citizens say at that
point. I was actually talking about transit with Barb earlier, and we all want to get transit out of the general fund.
Yeah, my point is that it doesn't have to do anything with I don't like transit. I just think that brings you back more money into our community.
The question for me was, what strategy do we employ to increase the likelihood we can get it out of the general fund? And that strategy involves kind of pumping it up a bit and getting more community buy-in and stretching a bit in the short run so that in the long run we can have that number be zero.
Well, if we have terrible streets, everyone may ride the bus instead of destroying the bus.
The other piece of this transit dollars is that my understanding is that there are a lot of community partners that are also contributing to that, as in St. Charles, COCC, OSU Cascades, and Memorial Clinic. So it's not just the city standing alone, right? It's almost like, you know, a magic.
I'm just offering my opinion to the question.
Mr. Light?
Thank you.
Yeah, I subscribe to that. Okay.
Mr. Ray?
I agree with that. I wouldn't want to go below 1.5 for streets.
And Bill Wagner, those of us who were here on Tuesday will recall that his focus was on land use and planning and the interconnectedness that the community has to how we use our land, how we develop our land. I don't know what that translates into as to what's on the screen. And unfortunately, he's not here. For myself, I want streets to be improved. I would like to see more money going to streets, but we all know about the reality. I can't comment on private development. I wasn't here. I would like to see Troy Field in the hands of the city for more of a city campus and protecting that asset downtown. And as for transit, if Jim Long were here, I would make him ask the question, where will our baristas live? The rent burden then have to drive a car if we don't have a viable transit system. And I know that transit is also predicated on density and myriad factors, but if we can't bring something together for transit to the later sell to the voting public,
for a more stable funding source, then it's always going to be struggling to keep up. And that transit is part of complete streets. It's part of improving the roadway. You mentioned on Tuesday you're here for the automobiles and the people in them, and I want automobiles accommodated as well, because as I drive down Newport or up 14th, and the holes in that road surface force people in cars to drive in my bike lane while I'm in the bike lane, then I'm all for roads being repaired. I'm all for cars being accommodated. I'd like to see more money for streets and transit. That's what I would say to the council.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And so that serves up the viewpoints of the citizen members of the budget committee, as requested by Mr. Clinton.
Thank you very much.
So
can we go back to the...
So are we going to say that?
So the final piece of this is someone has to read each bullet point, and then it's followed by a vote on each bullet point, or at the end of the screen.
Approval of the city of Bend 2015-2017 buying a wider budget.
You got a minute.
Got a minute.
Did you save that spreadsheet?
I move we pass it.
Seconded.
Wait.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay.
Approval.
Motion passes.
Hold on, you're not quite.
Make a motion to approve approval of property taxes to be imposed at a rate of 2.8035 per $1,000 of taxable assessable value.
Second.
Wait.
All those in favor. Discussion. No. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Approval of general obligation bond property tax levy in the amount of $1,978,500 for bond indebtedness related to transportation bonds approved by voters on May 17, 2011.
Second.
Discussion. No discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Approval of
it's on the last page. They have to do Bert as well.
Pass that down to Sally.
We're almost there.
Pass it to Sally.
I approve of local option operating tax levy for fire emergency services at the rate of $20,000 of tax levy assessed value as approved by voters on May 20th, 2014.
A second.
Discussion. There being none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion carries.
Done. Wait, no, you're not done. You need to...
Move for dismissal of the Bend Budget Committee.
Yes.
Somebody
second. Please.
No, I can't.
You can.
Move
dismissal,
dismissal
of the Bend Budget Committee.
Second.
And now you need to reconvene as the Borough Budget Committee.
We are now dismissed as the Budget Committee, and now we'll reconvene as the Borough Budget Committee. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Might as well.
We're all here except a couple of us aren't.
Mary Beth has notes.
We have a quorum.
Go.
Go. What?
I move approval of the Borough 2015-2017
biennial
budget. Second. Any discussion? There being none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say nay.
I move approval.
The motion carries.
I move approval of property taxes for Juniper Ridge and Mercy Crossing urban renewal areas to be derived through the division of tax.
Second.
Any discussion? There being none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
I move adjournment.
Second.
Peter, catch up. Look at that. It's not so easy from this side, is it? Did you see how he encouraged you? Bang that gavel at you? Did you see what he was supposed to do?
David, thank you for all your work. Super job.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lyon.
Thank you.
Are you even got elected?